Lesson 6. 2. Reading Comprehension. Captain Cook 1.
James Cook was born in the north of England on October the 27th, 1728. The local landowner took an interest in the young boy and paid for his schooling. He learnt to read and write and was particularly good at mathematics. At the age of 18, he joined a ship which was used to carry coal down the east coast of England. Cook learnt fast and quickly became a skilled seaman. In 1756, the Seven Years' War between Britain and France broke out, and Cook joined the Navy. He did very well and sailed with the Navy to Canada, where the war with the French was also being fought. In 1759, the French army was defending the city of Quebec, which stood high on a rock above the St. Lawrence River. Cook went up and down the river in order to chart all the dangerous rocks. Finally, he was able to mark a path for the warships to follow. He led the ships down the river to a place where the British army could land safely and take the enemy by surprise. After a short battle, the French were defeated and the city of Quebec was seized. After the war, Cook married and set up home in London. For several years, he sailed to the east of America, where he charted its coasts. In 1768, his big chance for a major expedition came. The Navy was planning an expedition to the South Pacific Ocean with the purpose of watching a very unusual event. That is, the planet Venus passing between the Earth and the Sun in 1769. They also hoped to find a new continent which they thought existed in the Indian or Pacific Ocean. Cook was to be in charge of this expedition as captain of the ship Endeavour. The Endeavour was not a warship, but an old merchant ship, just like the one on which Cook had learnt his seamanship. It was just over 32 meters in length. It was not a fast sailing ship, but was strongly built. It also had plenty of space below for storing things, and so was extremely suitable for an expedition. Cook knew that sailors often suffered fever while at sea and got sick because of the lack of fresh meat, fruit, and vegetables. He was a strict but good captain, one who, unusually, took good care of the sailors on his ship. He therefore loaded the ship with liters of vinegar for the purpose of cleaning the inside of the ship, as well as the normal supplies of salted meat, cheese, plain biscuits, and beer. He took live sheep, pigs, and chickens. He also included stores of onions, cabbage in vinegar, and flour for baking bread. In July 1768, the Endeavour set out for the Pacific. The ship carried a total of 94 people, including scientists. Although 38 of the people died of diseases during the expedition, Cook's diet of proper food kept the rest of them healthy.